This week, we've been measuring President Obama's progress over his first 100 days in office against benchmarks that he set during the campaign. Today, the federal budget. From new spending priorities to lowered deficits, Mr. Obama promised a different approach. Well, that's been a challenge, as NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
Remember back in October when candidates Barack Obama and John McCain were duking it out in the final weeks of the campaign with a mad dash of stump speeches, political ads, and this, the third presidential debate moderated by CBS newsman Bob Schieffer.
This question goes to you first, Senator Obama. We found out yesterday that this year's deficit will reach an astounding record high, $455 billion. Some experts say it could go to $1 trillion next year.
Ah, the good old days. A $1 trillion deficit. We should be so lucky. This year's budget deficit is on track to reach $1.8 trillion, according to the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office. And that, despite the fact that the man who would become president answered Schieffer's question this way.
We need to eliminate a whole host of programs that don't work. And I want to go through the federal budget line by line, page by page. Programs that don't work, we should cut. Programs that we need, we should make them work better.
When he said that last fall, it was already clear that the economy was going south and fast. Lawmakers and economists were drafting an economic stimulus bill that would later blow out the president's budget to the tune of $787 billion. So by the time he was inaugurated, the benchmark on the federal budget had shifted. Still, just a few weeks into his presidency, he was already on the defense on spending. Here is President Obama in early February speaking to a retreat of congressional Democrats.
So, well, then you get the argument, well, this is not a stimulus bill, this is a spending bill. What do you think a stimulus is? That's the whole point. No, seriously. That's the point.
Then came the budget, Mr. Obama's first. After negotiations, Congress approved the spending plan this week with a price tag of $3.6 trillion, a third of it on the national credit card. Republican leader John Boehner said his party is angry.
What we see before us is nothing short of the most audacious move to a big socialist government in Washington, D.C. than anything I could have ever dreamed about before I ran for Congress, or for that matter, any time over the last 18 years that I've been here.
Democrats defend the president's budget outline, arguing that to cut spending now would undermine efforts to heal the economy. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said instead this budget would help fix it.
In the first 100 days, it enables us to make the claim that more has been done in this period of time for health care than in decades. More has been done on education than in generations. And in terms of energy, there's absolutely no contest.
So, President Obama's goal of redirecting the budget is well on its way. Fixing those deficits, not so much. And that has several dozen members of his own party feeling queasier and queasier. 17 House Democrats voted against the budget, and the so-called blue dogs, the fiscal conservatives, are watching the spending with hawk eyes. Still, most blue dogs did vote for the budget. Florida Democrat Alan Boyd found this silver lining.
The president sent us down an honest budget. It wasn't pretty. It'd give you sticker shock. But at least it included the things in it that we knew we had to do, something that the previous administration had not done for 7 or 8 years.
But that may be the one thing easing conservative stomachs right now. That and Mr. Obama's promise to make it a higher priority soon to move back toward the black. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, The Capitol.